Whoa! Thank you.
A lot of support in this neighborhood. It's beautiful. As it should be. This is not an easy time. Okay, let's go inside and put on the 3 p.m. rebroadcast of the show. Hopefully you're going to like it. Hey, Gloria, how you doing? We just were out there clapping for our community. And this is our 3 o'clock show. Here we go. Yes. Hello. Hi, Paul Slackers. How are you today? Well, today is Tuesday, the 19th, and we're happy to have a moment again here with you and share good news of many, many people that are just really, you know, just such great citizens, and that's all I can say. And we request anybody who has any good content and good thoughts and share them with us. We'd be proud and honored to be able to share that with our audience. So today's show is going to be quite special once again. A film called First Responders, we were involved with. Actually, I wrote the music and performed it. Well, that's going to be in a film festival tomorrow. And our Ron Bashy and gave us a link. It's on the copy here. And you can go to it. We'll show a little bit of the trailer today. Then we're going to our part three, closing of our pilot program we put together some years ago, almost 10 years ago. But good news still is good. T.S. Monk is still good. All right. And Salvatore playing the piano is still good. And T.S. is going to tell you about what it's like to grow up in Thelonious Monk's house. That's pretty special. Joe Franklin will give you an idea of some of the people he worked with. Joe's not with us anymore, but he was a very, very dear person and friend to me for many, many, many years. Austin's going to, Austin Tang, who works with us. There's a section on overcoming obstacles and disabilities, so on. And we have interviewed Yvonne Cerf many times and Jane Fonda, and there's a segment on that as well. Judge Lynn Troller, and Lynn is a smart one, and shares things about life. with us. And then we give a little forward on some of the kinds of other programming we have with Reed Stowe and other people that are been important to us. So let's, without further ado, let's go right to the show and take a moment, as we have each day, to give a little bit of honor to those that are going through some hard times right now. You know, I read this to you often, the Saint Francis of Assisi. Not that we're non-sectarian, but Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. But I believe it employs it's important for all. Let's put it like that way. Whether you believe in God or not, or Lord or no Lord, whatever your beliefs are, instrument of your own peace. It's good to be peaceful. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I might not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, it is dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. Our women, I am an ordained minister, and I would be honored to conduct any kind of a service, a ceremony, marriage, renew your vows, or just talk to me anytime you want, 247-212-647-1212. Okay, so we're going to go to our pilot program, the third part and last part. We showed the other two, and I remind everybody also, 7 o'clock, we're going to be on the air.
Bobby was on yesterday, Gloria.
Actually, we did a great interview this morning with the Major General for the Army Reserve, Jonathan Woodson, and we're going to play that on Friday and have a memorial special. And it's how the Memorial Day will be, just like this, black. It's different than it usually is. And then we have a very wise woman, her name is Rebecca Huff, and she shared a lot of important information, so I wanted to share that as well. Okay, so T.S. Monk, jazz time.
Hi, I'm T.S. Monk, and welcome to Good News Jazz. I'm a jazz artist. I'm the chairman of Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz. I'm the president of Thelonious Records. And I've been having a good time. I'm real excited because there's plenty of good news in jazz. First up, the Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz. This is our 21st year. And so we're having our 21st competition next month out at the Kodak Theater in Hollywood.
Oh, this was some years ago.
Really exciting. We're honoring Herbie Hancock. We're going to have people like Joni Mitchell and Sting, along with Wayne Shorter and Quincy Jones. Even Herb Alpert is coming out to be one of our competition judges. You know, jazz education is some serious stuff. But we at the Institute, we actually believe that there is no divide in the house of jazz. For instance, you know, I've always felt that Duke Ellington is connected to Kenny G. I know that sounds wild to a lot of you, but they're connected directly through a guy named Sidney Bouchet, who played with Duke and who pioneered the jazz soprano saxophone. So, you know, it's those kinds of relationships that are very, very important to us at the Monk Institute. And I hope those of you who are out in California can come on out to the competition. And those of you who are down in New Orleans, I hope you support what we're doing down there in New Orleans. You know, it's very interesting. As a boy growing up, I had the honor and the privilege to live in the house with Thelonious Monk. It was, I cannot tell you how off the hook this really, really was, because the likes of Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Dizzy Gillespie, Max Roach, Art Blakey were all in the house on a regular basis. I saw these guys. In fact, I didn't even know anybody's name. It was a very, very interesting situation, because I was allowed to be a little kid and run all over the place, and my father would just say things like, "Hey, Coltrane, you dig him? That's my son." And they called me Little Rudy Tootie, for which my father wrote a tune. By the way, you know, Thelonious, if he liked you, he wrote a tune about you. Very, very interesting. He wrote a tune called Perfect School with Nellie for my mother. He wrote Little Rudy Tootie for me. He wrote In Love Bud for Bud Powell. But when it came to my sister, he wrote two tunes for her. And I was always jealous. jealous. He wrote Ruben's birthday and Green Chimney, which unfortunately many people thought he was talking about something else, but he was actually talking about Green Chimney, which was the name of her school. The funny thing, though, is that I concluded that Thelonious liked himself a great deal because he wrote four tunes for himself. He wrote Monk's Dream, Blue Monk, Thelonious, and... And going back to my jazz education, I must tell you about new talent, because new talent is what the Monk Institute is all about. And in a moment, you're going to hear from a young man that started playing the piano when he was 3 years old, but actually, I met him when he was 14. When he was 14 years old, in the mid-90s, he was considered what we called a young lion. But the interesting thing about young lions have to grow into pride leaders. Every young lion does not grow into the pride leader. But this young man, I believe, has grown into a pride leader. I think you're really, really going to enjoy him. He's been working with me, my band, around the country recently, and so I'm a little bit prejudiced, but I think that it's absolutely justified. So give a good, hard listen to this young man. His name is Sergio Salvatore.
My name is Joe Franklin, and I'm very honored to be here today.
This is the way Joe's office was.
It was classic. Commemorating 57 years in show business. It was on this date, 1950, that the Joe Franklin TV show was born. Because I go back to the days when the Dead Sea was only six. In fact, my first guest on TV was Moses. When Moses had a headache, so I would take two tablets. But on a really serious note, I was just doing a radio program. I was on WNEW, 1138 on the dial. And my mentor was Martin Gluck. I was the record chooser for Roman. Well, the mentor we bought over. Martin Gluck got me my own radio show on that station. Then one day the phone rings, and with the management of WJZ TV and Channel 7, which nowadays, of course, is WABC TV. He says, "Well, Joe, we've been listening to you on the radio. We like your voice. We like your style. We like your personality." I said, "Well, I want a new show of people talking, just talking, nose to nose, eyeball to eyeball." They said, "Joe, you're out of your mind. You can't do a talk show on television. The word is television. You got to have seltzer bottles. You got to have crap balls. You got to have baggy pants. You got to have burlesque kids. You can't just talk. That's what." His rock and roll was just coming. "I want a new show of kids dancing to records." And Joe, "Now we know you're out of your mind. We're going to watch kids dance to records." So goes along Dick Clark, becomes a billionaire. But I think I defined him. And I did what was known, what is known to this day as the world's first pure, organic, from the bones TV talk show. My first guest ever was a lady named Belle Baker, famous all-time royal servant. I had Candy Hurst, second guest, who wrote The Entertainment of Life and Backstreet and so many great books. And I've been going strong in TV till the mid-90s. I did 28,000 episodes of the Joe Franklin TV show, and the Guinness Book of World Records for the world's longest-running TV talk show. The mortality rate in that field is just staggering. I mean, nobody discovers anybody. When I get the breakfast book, you know, to people like Barbara Streisand and Bette Midler and Woody Allen and Tiny Tim and Joan Rivers and Al Pacino and Bruce Springsteen and Eddie Murphy and Dustin Hoffman. I mean, the list is endless. And it's been a great career. Still doing radio. I find a strange quirk. I'm back on the same kill cycle that I broke in 57 years ago. I'm back again on 11:30 a.m. when it's nothing going to be done. 11:30 a.m. now is WBBR Bloomberg Radio. And I'm interviewing this week. We've got Gay Talese, we've got Robert Klein, we've got Larry Hagman, we've got Angela Lansbury, we've got two people. So the point I'm making is that it's a good field. My advice to aspiring talk show hosts is persevere, stay with it. Don't leave your wallet in the dressing room, that's number one. Don't put it in the furniture. And,
tell
them, Joe. I guess after what's going to be motivation. Motivation is to read your paycheck on Saturday. It's going to be motivation here. Paycheck on Saturday. I've written my 26th.
What gen like?
My first paperback.
I hope I say that okay for you.
Interactive.
This guy did 28,000 talk shows.
And they're over my house.
Helped discover Barbara Streisand. Billy Crystal. Woody Allen. Joe Franklin. And hundreds more.
And I would like to say that it's been great. And Billy Crystal came to see me the other day. And Billy Crystal, the first day, maybe 4 years on Saturday Night Live. First time I saw Billy at Joe Franklin. I said, Billy, one of us is lousy. We've got a kick out of that. I hope you're enjoying this. I hope you'll be watching. I'd like to be with you every week at this time. We'll play trivia. I'll ask questions. You'll give me the answers. And we'll have a back and forth Q&A session. The nostalgia boom is more booming now than ever, and we're going to make good use of it on this little segment of our program. And the good news is that hopefully we'll be in touch with you many, many times in this time slot. We'll go interactive back and forth. I'll do trivia, I'll do nostalgia, I'll do neuralgia. And the best is yet to come. That's on Frank Sinatra's tombstone, by the way. The last song that Frank ever sang for me was the best is yet to come. That's on his tombstone. That's a real definite fact. Thank you, and let's keep in touch eternally.
We use this happy face because we trademarked it before the emoji.
Hello, I'm Paul McCullough. I'm your host for Overcoming Hospital. A few years ago, I suffered a major car accident, so I know what overcoming obstacles means. So, I know great news is just around the corner. Our first guest is Coach Mara Taylor.
Redefining prison. Mara? Getting out, back going in.
Every human individual has value, and there is value in investing in an investigation in their possibilities. There's a rewiring that can happen at the very core level of the human. 90% of us can totally be rewired. It takes diligence and education and support. But I think that's where a lot of women like us and men of our belt in this field of prevention go.
What's the best thing about having a coach?
They're cool, they understand you.
What do you mean they understand?
They know what you're going through.
Talking about
invited all these great men to come and perform in the John Mondor first night, and we did this incredible first relay, which really blew you all to the theater. You could feel it was more than a play, Heather. You could feel that something genuinely different had happened in the outcome of that, that there was something being born or trying to be born.
The play, because of its laughter and its compassion, led me out of silence and fear into bravery and voice. And I think that it's fitting that women around the world are being transformed through art.
When you give women an opportunity, they get that they're in the same world. They get that they need to be struggling together. But they just have to be given a theater and an opportunity to find a way to that community and that cohesion, which builds that change. What we realized was we could actually launch a movement that VDA could in fact be a worldwide decision, energy, catalyst, determination to stop violence, not to manage violence, not to harbor violence, not to contain, but to end violence. That was actually possible.
When you realize that one out of every three women on the planet, this is a UN statistic, will be raped or mutilated or beaten in the life, we are talking about the desecration of the primary resource of the planet.
Fear and guilt are the two strongest weapons to take away your power and your spirit. And I think this is what's so important for me to do this because I come from that place and because I have come a long way of physical abuse, mental abuse, and spiritual abuse, which is the worst kind.
Thank you, V.A., for the work you do. Our last segment is with Judge Len Fuller.
Thank you, Christopher. Thank you for coming.
Judicial and over. Personal wisdom on how to deal with obstacles in your own life.
Hi, it's Paul Sackett's Good News Broadcast. Actually, I have a big honor for me today. I'm here with Judge Reardon Fuller. Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very good.
Good.
I'm out in court.
Yes. Now, that's always a good thing. No one likes to meet me professionally.
Judge Lynn Troller, some years ago, she did divorce court on TV.
Scary, and you know, I kept my first nervous breakdown at 9. Now she got me from hiding the code.
seen television because of the emotional lessons that I learned. And after each chapter that I talk about my history and my background, I give you rules that they teach you that I learned how to look at things. Watch as the pearl is. Don't, you know, believe the lies that you tell other people, you know. Watch your sense of entitlement, that kind of thing. And it teaches you how not to be insulted. And it taught my mother's rules. I just took her way of thinking and put it in form of rules.
All right, so one last question. Now, this one seems to build many relationships in. And that is, you know, you're with a couple, married, you're married, it's 9 years. But then you see somebody out there, the grass is greener on the other side. Okay, but you're married. So, any thoughts in that regard?
The only reason the grass is greener is because you're not required to cut his lawn. The grass is always greener when you don't have to do his laundry. The grass is always greener when he doesn't have to look at your bills and tell you about what you are spending. It's easy to cheat because the grass is greener because you don't have all the problems. You'll be just as much trouble as the one you got as soon as you get him in your house. So as soon as you understand that, then you should stick with the one you got because you got to retrain the new one.
Okay. Okay, I'm happy I'm single, but in any case, and I'm happy with the relationships either. So I just a lot of people get divorced over that.
Oh, they absolutely do.
I wonder what percentage.
I don't really know, but everybody in that initial hormonal cascade.
That's
you got to remember that goes away. You got it with this one guy. It's the same thing. It's chemical. Take a deep breath and go, right?
Okay. Jeff, thank you very much for sharing a lot of wealth of knowledge and a lot of good news. Thank you.
Thank you.
We had Thelonious Monk's son on talking about what it was like to be Thelonious Monk's child. Eddie Vensler, Jane Fonda, Selma Hayek, talking about women's rights.
Hey, Tony.
All right, Commissioner, hold on. I'll tell him.
Blood, good blood. It's an old commercial. But we need blood daily now.
Who's going to be on the program the rest of the week? Some of the guests as well as the hosts. Guests from The Secret. Many who have been on the news for 10 years.
I think I've met those people.
The author of The Kite Runner, who we interviewed the day the book came out, will also be on the show. In fact, I love the movie subtitle, There is a Way to Be Good Again. Stephen Covey from The Seven Habits. We'll be speaking on the show. Michael Douglas, John Voight from the Children of Chernobyl, Lisa Gibbons, talking about heart cholesterol month and using coaches to help. Getting Your Money's Worth with Judith West. Judith interviews weekly successful business people, including publisher of the magazine War, author Dick Morris, leading negotiator Jim Camp. We will show segments from the UN Peace Day concert that we produced with Jane Goodall and Marianne Williamson and Desmond Tutu. Along with We the World. Original cast of Hair on the Benefit.
Yeah, that was cool.
Our water show guest, Meryl Streep, with her. There will be a quiet revolution. Leonardo DiCaprio and his water movie. Jay-Z learning about water in Africa and Robert
Kennedy.
Kennedy Jr.
There's only about 17 billion people on the internet now, so I guess it's running slow. Sorry.
Our Good News Africa program with the ambassador of Liberia's wife, Dylan Barnes.
So sorry.
host with Africa's first woman president. Good News Israel with Bathsheba Dance and Natalie Merchant. Chinese art at the Statue of Liberty. Dr. Amora dealing with children and parents. They go out to the Brooklyn Cyclone. Lucky them. Mitch Walsey will be speaking to Dr. Christine Northrup on women's issues. Dr. Stephen Holt talking about natural medicine. Dr. Larry Dossey, integrative medicine. James Redfield,
author
of the Celestine Prophecy.
A lot of interviews.
Dr. Judy Kariansky discusses relationships and sex. Ingrid Lemmy from the American Dream Show will share some of her guests' American dreams. Wolfgang Puck at the Atlanta Aquarium talking about water. We have a cute segment by Sam the Sea Lion as well in Orlando. Yes,
Sam was brilliant.
Luigi Wachi Mermaid, former Vice President Al Gore and Robert De Niro at the International Emmys. And many people whose names you might never have heard of, but are doing good in
the world. Colors of humanity.
We have a special announcement now.
This is a last part of a pilot series. Tomorrow will be music.
As we mentioned earlier, we are non-political. In fact, we believe in a borderless society. However, when we see leaders from different countries sitting down and talking and figuring out ways to have peaceful solutions from conflicts that are occurring, we're going to announce it on the news broadcast. So recently, the President of America, of Israel, and of Palestine gathered together to have such conversations. We're optimistic that the conversations will become fruitful in the sense of a peaceful, harmonious way of life. It's one world, and every day that we're all living together in a kind, loving way is good news. Now let's go to Reed and Sonia. Reed Stowe and Sonia Ahmad are out at sea for 1,000 days. They're breaking the world's record. They've already gone over 200 days, and that makes them the longest sea voyagers ever in the history of the Earth. 1,000 days, now that's quite serious. Each week they will call in to us and we will report on their latest discoveries and how it's going for them. After Reed and Sonia finish their piece on the news, we're going to end the program with Claire Diab once again, going to do some yoga postures, okay? Now, my suggestion to you is this. Do not change your clothes. Do not move unless you care to. But we believe that this will be a nice way for you to go into the rest of your evening, afternoon, morning, daytime, whenever you watch this. So, today's a new day, a great day to do good things for yourself and for the world around you. Little small acts of goodness go the wrong way. Thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned for tomorrow, and we look forward to seeing you again. Thanks.
Man's quest to have a Kimberly book began thousands of years ago, and man's greatest skills were combined and put together to make a boat that actually go out on the sea and survive any weather and arrive at another place where they wanted them to. I'm Reed Stowe. My family is from North Carolina. Sonia and I are preparing to go 1,000 days at sea.
Without coming to you, did it. 1,152 days.
The longest non-stop sea voyage in history.
Me? Fantastic. How are you both?
We're doing really fine. Yeah, everything's really good on board. It's 200.
Where are you approximately? Or maybe exactly?
Well, we're sort of in the middle of the South Atlantic Ocean. Southeast. And then we're
going to
go around the
Cape of Good Hope. You have a very positive attitude. You've had since the day I met you. On the land. How do you have such a great and positive attitude in life?
Hey, Randy.
No, I'm just good. What's there to complain about?
All right.
So she broke the world record.
305 days. Then she got
pregnant.
And any new shots that we should tell the audience about that you love?
the greatest sailors in the world in the history of sailing.
Okay, very good.
They built this boat too. Broke the world record, 1,152 days. We broadcast it all the time. It's crazy stuff. It was about 10 years ago. They're back now. Okay. My good friend Claire.
We're going to start by centering ourselves with the breath. Breathing is most important. So let's bring your hands to the heart and close your eyes and just connect with your heartbeat. And gradually begin to deepen the breath, breathing in and out through your nostrils, knowing as we do our forward and back bend, nourishing our spine, lengthening and strengthening our spine, it's not how far you can reach, it's how deep you can breathe. So just a few more breaths, breathing in and out, calming the mind, tuning in to the breath, creating a rhythm of breathing that will stay through the entire session. So now, inhale and interlace your fingers, press your palms up, facing up towards the sky. And as you exhale, bring your hands behind your head and bring your elbows towards your thighs. This is a forward bend. Now inhale, back bend, strengthening the spine, reaching up. And then exhale, forward bend, lengthening the spine. So let's continue with this movement. Inhaling and exhaling. Following the breath, nourishing our mind, body, and soul as we move gracefully and easily. And we'll do a few more.
Hey, Rob. Thanks for tuning in.
And breathing out. Creating space.
It's a great show today.
For the essence of love and compassion.
On your smoke screen. Good stuff. You can answer Jane Fonda, Selma, Hayek.
Just one more time.
Great people doing great things. Joe Franklin.
Exhaling down.
28,000
shots. Now inhale up. Bring your hands to your heart and close your eyes. And again, connect with your heartbeat. Feel it. I know you can feel a difference. Your heart is stronger. Your spine is stronger. Use the heart center that love and compassion flows to us and from us.
So this is a show we did years ago. This is pre-Zoom. See those photos? In any case, we had a lot of wonderful people helping us over the years. And very honored. So we got to take this show to a network level and get it on, because there's just so much good news in the world, and always has been. That's actually when we were on Fifth Avenue. We were 17 years at a beautiful studio. So thank you, everybody, for watching. And, okay. I'm just going to take one moment and go outside and maybe take a moment of prayer for all those that are in pain right now. It's a windy, windy day out here. And that's in pain all over the world. One world. It's 7 o'clock tonight. I'm going to rebroadcast this show. And we come out here and we have a great...
And a lot of great people tonight at 7.
Concerned hero lovers. And they come out and they clap and they bang pots. And we've been fairly consistent, if not totally consistent, every single day we're coming out here. So it's a really a nice thing. I don't know if I'll be around here. Well, yeah, I will be around at that point.
you doing here? Okay, one more last thing. Let's flip this around. This was a nice title. The more you do, the better you feel. How to Overcome Procrastination and Live a Happier Life, David Parker book. Friends are the best things in life. Here's an all together now. Soon the kids will be able to go out and play. Go out and play. And you are loved. Save a penny or two if you can, even under these difficult times. And the important thing is you are loved. We love you. If anybody needs someone to talk to, call me. 212-647-1212. Thank you very much. And I appreciate you watching and sharing and letting others know about our good news broadcast. Actually, we were in the Post, which was nice. We were in my Temple Bulletin. The Actors Temple, classic. And got a couple of awards last week. So that's not what it's all about. What it's all about is sharing the good news of many people doing good things. And our Peace Day party. We want to have a party for the world, September 21st. All right. Thank you very much. Feel better. Do things. Thanks.
Okay, everybody. Thanks for watching. And tomorrow we're going to play some music and different people, a lot of good talent. Then on Friday, we're going to Thursday, I might do a water show because we've been involved with water since we helped create the International Day of Water with the United Nations with Phil Sowers, our buddy, and the country of Tajikistan. I think Thursday we'll do a water show. Then we have Memorial Day show. I got the opportunity this morning to talk to the chief of the Army Reserve, Major General, talking about how this year's Memorial Day is different. And then it was a very smart woman, Rebecca Huff, and who also was in the service. And boy, she has a lot of good things to say. And then I just saw a nice piece I recorded off of the television, Stanford Hospital, thanking the Federal Reserve. And this Army Major General is the head of medical for the Army Reserve. So, you know, a lot of people doing good things. I hope Memorial Day is healthy and happy for everybody and prayerful. I think that's a good word for the reality of what it is, because Memorial Day every year, worldwide, you can go all around the world, there's a Memorial Day. Why? Because unfortunately, sometimes we can't communicate with each other properly. We are loved, so let's not hurt each other. Thank you.